to Train Not Delayed, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about why ears don't ring at low pitches. Like, why don't we get some bass rumble tinnitus? That's what I want to know. But first, writer mail. I'm gonna scroll down to find the writer mail here, because there's definitely some writer mail. Here's writer mail from the 425 area code. This writer writes, "I heard a recent podcast, you seemed sad because you had not gotten any writer mail. So here is a writer mail, actually a repeat of one I sent way back, but I don't think you ever got it anyway. I think my first question, and that one, was wondering how you came up with the subject of white dog poop, because that is really a weird thing, and also a research suggestion topic. My topic is Pollock jokes." Like, jokes about Jackson Pollock? That's hell of racist. And I ask because my grandma used to say a lot of them, and I always wondered what the hell was up with that. Maybe it's a World War II thing, and Polish people, like people who like Polish sausages, are supposed to be stupid. I don't know. I would like you to find out. Thank you. All right, you know what? I'm going to add that to my list. Pollock jokes. Potluck. It really thinks I want to write potluck jokes. All right, I've saved that in my ideas text pile. And there was another one. Where was this other writer mail? Ah, yes, this one's from the 917 area code. Jimbo, hey buddy, how is it doing? Sorry for all the sorry for the absence. I have been, you know, hungry, broke, all that jazz. Can't pick up the phone to call Jimbo anyway. I had a question. Can you guys burn through all the Kickstarter money yet? Or is that still going strong? Doesn't matter what it's for. Just curious about the other thing is that, what day is it? I keep thinking that I'm going to miss you. Are you always going to co-working anyway? Sorry. It's not an essay over here or whatever. What else? There was something else, but I forgot. And I'll call you back. Good luck exploring the topic at hand, man. I don't know what to say. I enjoyed the GDC May. Let's see. What's up? All right. Bye. Thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I always feel bad when I hear people listen to these podcasts because they're terrible. So as for the Kickstarter money, I don't think I can tell you because it would be a spoiler. Yeah, I can't answer that question. But you'll have your answer soon enough. Co-working is Tuesday, and I go almost every Tuesday. Like, the only times I don't go are, like, if I'm out of town and I can't make it because I'm, like, on the other side of the country. I link to the meetup every Tuesday on my Twitter, so just find it that way, probably. I forgot what we were doing. I'm trying to find a web browser, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Low pitched. Pitched. Tinnitus. Go.
Next stop, Montgomery Street. We're now approaching Montgomery Street Station.
The ringing and buzzing of tinnitus, WebMD. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, affects an estimated 35 million Americans. But tinnitus isn't just a ringing, it could also be heard as a buzzing, roaring, hissing, clicking, pitched whining, low pitched hum, even a heart like pulsing. I have not experienced any of these other than ringing. And I probably don't have tinnitus. Tinnitus is actually a symptom of some common medical problems such as ear infection, wax impaction, noise exposure, like rock concerts, TMJ disorders, temporomandibular joint.
We're now arriving at Montgomery Street Station.
even a side effect of medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen, caffeine, or birth control pills. Tinnitus may also be a symptom of more serious illnesses such as high blood pressure, anxiety, depression, diabetes, thyroid disorders. Some Unicode disaster, destroyed this word disease, blood vessel disorders, or tumors. There are two types of tinnitus. Subjective tinnitus, when sounds the sufferer hears may be perceived as very loud and only heard by them. Objective tinnitus, a less common condition where the sounds can be heard by the sufferer and a medical provider using a stethoscope. I've never heard of objective tinnitus. I thought it was purely a malfunction of the ear. It sounds like this page is talking about a thing. Caffeine is one of the most common tinnitus aggravators. That's interesting. Low-pitched treatment alleviates ringing sound of tinnitus. The University of California, Irvine. For those who pumped up the volume one too many times, you scare that patient. The hearing damage loud music can cause. Fang Gang Zeng and colleagues have identified an effective way to treat the symptom of tinnitus, a form of hearing damage typically marked by high-pitched ringing that torments more than 60 million Americans. A low-pitched sound, the researchers discovered, applied by a simple MP3 player suppressed and provided temporary relief from the high-pitched ringing tone associated with the disorder. Tinnitus, Wikipedia, Chicago Dizziness and Hearing. Patients with Meniere's disease often describe a low-pitched tinnitus resembling a hiss or a roar. Loud noise is the leading cause of damage to the inner ear. Low-pitched ringing in right ear and high. Okay, it sounds like... So my initial question here was, why don't we have this, but we might have this. My tinnitus started 2015, 31. It's been constant since then. My main symptoms, headaches, high-pitched continuous ringing. Head, low pitch ringing in the right ear, sometimes in the morning, otherwise I can provoke it by pressing the ear canal. Dizziness.
Once again, passengers, this is a Dublin positive round trip.
I have been looked at by numerous doctors that have found no hearing loss due to the MDJ, but I was told that ringing can be caused by various joint inflammations, prostatitis, depression and anxiety attacks. MRI is good, I don't have anemia, I do not have Meniere's disease. I still do have VNG, though I do not have other symptoms such as hearing loss or vertigo. So this is like... This is just like a guy's diary entry. He's not, you know, asking a question or anything, but then there are all these form responses to it. It's like, who posts a form response to someone's diary entry? Sneak into somebody's house, right? The response, like, about how you got all these things wrong. So I'm gonna stop looking about tinnitus here. Low pitched ringing in the ears. All of the suggested completions are high pitched ringing in the ears. So now we're getting somewhere. It's giving me tinnitus answers. Low-pitched humming, ringing in ears, driving me insane. You have a condition called tinnitus. Low-frequency sound in my ear. Occasionally I do this back at school. My instructors call this a mere adjustment for the ears. Favorite tone. abruptly until they fade to about a minute or so. Typically, this is a higher pitched tone. Tinnitus, which is a constant ringing in the ears, is primarily caused by physical damage to the ear, either through instant trauma or extended abuse of loud listening. If this is a loud source for a period of time, even years, tinnitus can manifest itself in high pitched tones. Additionally, tinnitus can be caused by ear infections, diet, caffeine, and sinus infections. Likewise, when you consult an audiologist in your area and have them take a look to see if there's damage, there's some hearing tests while you're at it. So I have a theory here, which is that people who are saying they have low-pitched tinnitus don't actually know what low-pitch means. I certainly have encountered people with this issue of when feeling music, playing music. Like, people who aren't able to tell you what, like, this note is the same note except for a different octave, or which note is higher. So, just for reference, that was 7 years ago, that was answered by Dev Bowman. Oh man, here's an ad. This was commented 2 years ago, so it's the most recent answer on this page. Low frequency sound in my ear. Now I know many of you are saying, oh no, not another get rid of tinnitus in 7 days program. To be totally honest, I thought the same thing. Rest assured, this is not the case. It's not a quick fix or gimmick. It's 250 pages of solid, clinically proven, holistic information for getting rid of tinnitus. He starts from square one and teaches you everything you need to know. Doesn't matter what type of tinnitus you have, regardless of your age or lifestyle, you will learn something from this book. Here's what the author Thomas Coleman had to say about his incredible program. 14 years of trial, error, and experimentation, I finally discovered the answer to tinnitus. I developed a foolproof system to integrate the sounds in your ears and in the natural way, no drugs or surgery necessary. Now I'm finally revealing my secrets in this new encyclopedia of tinnitus called Tinnitus Miracle. I'll be your own personal coach, take you by the hand, and lead you through the lousy advice, hype, and gimmicks, and direct to the sort of inner balance perfection that will end your battle with tinnitus forever and help you become tinnitus free forever. Don't even think about buying any tinnitus products, drugs, or doing a gimmick tinnitus program until you read my revealing No Holds Barred Holistic Tinnitus Cure book. Click the link below to read more. I'm not going to read out that link. I've done that sort of thing before, but I'm not going to do it this time. Related questions. Is a loud, low-frequency sound just as harmful to the ears as loud, high-frequency sound? The ear can discriminate between high and low frequency sounds chiefly because what would low frequency high amplitude sound like to our ears? Which is worse for our ears, high or low frequency sound? Can Jordan Farmer's ears pick up low frequency sound? So I'm going to click on is loud low frequency sound just as harmful to the ears as loud high frequency sound? I decided to purchase a decibel meter to see how loud my car stereo is. On average, it is around 110 to 120 dB. However, it is not as piercing. It is not piercing high-pitched noises, but low-frequency bass. Is this just as damaging to my ears as opposed to 120 dB?
Of shot or ambulance?
Best answer, by be objective. 9 years ago, no. Think of the ear as having an acoustical frequency center. That would be about 2 to 4 kHz. Anything above 20 kHz and 120 Hz is inaudible, and it's not the high pitch that pierces, but actually between 2 and 4 K. Your ears are more sensitive to these and more damaging at that range. This is like a multiple choice question. This is like someone literally copying and pasting their homework into Yahoo Answers. Low frequencies produce stronger vibrations in the eardrum. Higher frequencies produce larger action potentials. The middle-ear bones vibrate more vigorously for low frequencies. Low frequencies deflect the basilar membrane at the greater distance from the oval window. Low frequencies that have fluid vibrations in the
cochlea. Attendees in the upper present and downside doors are now present. Please stand clear of the doors.
Pinoy YFC 6 years ago writes E. All you got to do is read the multiple choice carefully. Option E is the only one that explains both organs of hearing carefully, while the others can fill you with doubt. Hope this helps. Smiley face. And yes, I also check the answers in my medical book. Smiley face. Me 6 years ago writes, not literally me, his username is me. The answer is D and not E, like the idiot before me had said. The vestibular apparatus deals with balance. The basilar membrane is where the hair cells, which detect vibration, are located. When a sound passes through the cochlea, the basilar membrane vibrates. The location of the maximum amplitude of vibration occurs at different points of the basilar membrane, depending on the frequency of the sound. Higher frequency sounds tend to cause more vibrations in the origin of the membrane, as it is stiffer, closer to the oval window, whereas lower frequency sounds have a maximum amplitude further away. The brain interprets the sound based on the amount of stimulus coming from each segment of the basilar membrane. The basilar membrane is somewhat trapezium in shape and is more tapered at the origin to make it more suitable at sorting out frequencies. Trending. How do you check body temperature the conventional way? What do cons say? I have a lot of diseases? Twelve answers. I took an electrodermal resonance test from a Russian medicine doctor and found out that I had a long list of diseases. I feel like I'm going to die after knowing this. Here's the list to help some of you out. I feel really helped. Neurocirculatory dystonia, spastic dyskinesia of large intestine, dysbacteriosis of large intestine, gastroenteritis, dyskines, bile evacuation, tract hypoform, vertebrovascular incompetence. This is like an album track list. I would name my songs this. Psychoasthenic syndrome, iron deficiency anemia syndromes, neuroangiopathic syndrome, alimentary dysbacteriosis syndrome, psychasthenic syndrome, cardiovascular syndrome, asthenoneurotic syndrome. Answers. Smiles 2 days ago writes, sounds like IBS. That's funny. For a second I thought this person said sounds like BS, which is what I was thinking. Irritable bowel syndrome, which means you need to put more water into your body. I hope you did a blood test and x-rays to see where these diseases are coming from, because that's the only way to get an accurate diagnose. Jason 2 days ago writes, so you have a bunch of made up words that aren't actual diseases. How much did the quack charge you for a list of invented conditions? Nicole writes, those aren't diseases, those are just fancy ways of saying you're in poor shape, probably due to diet and lack of exercise. ?3 days ago writes, are you sure the doctor is not lying to you and you have access to clean water? That makes a big difference. Maria 4 hours ago writes, go to a doctor, I think you need a lot of money. To practice medicine without a license if they don't have the money and time to go to medical school. I have learned so much about medicine online and I believe I can help patients, but I can't afford to go to medical school at the time. Is it legal to practice medicine without a license? Anonymous writes, for one, you can't spell legal, and two, you say you've learned a lot online. Oh, this guy is just a jerk. Lolo writes, don't be an idiot, you can't. Bro, this guy's a jerk too. John DeWitt 5 days ago writes, sure, every medical student goes into debt to the tune of $180,000 or so and spends 4 years in medical school, plus three or more in postgraduate training, not because it's needed, but simply because it's so much fun. This guy's a naysayer. Richard 4 days ago writes, maybe you can get away with it for a while if you open a private practice and do good enough work to not raise suspicions. Quite difficult because you would not be able to take insurance, and you wouldn't be able to write prescriptions or even order medicine for use in your office. You would have to commit major fraud to maintain your fraudulent practice. I doubt anyone would show up if you advertise being unlicensed with no formal education. You should all disclose the fact that you have no money and cannot get liability insurance. People know that facilities and malpractice will never pay them or their lawyer. I would rather be treated by someone who stayed at the Holiday Inn Express the night before. At least he has that going for him. Plus, I might be able to sue Holiday
Inn. Please unclog the doors.
Wait, is this sort of making the point that, like, the Holiday Inn Express resident is going to be better at medicine? I don't quite understand this sentence. Well, that guy doesn't make any sense. Jackie M. 5 days ago writes, it's illegal here in the UK. Well, that's good to know.